Why don't we go ahead and get started? Ken, paper 10.
Good afternoon, everybody. This agenda paper presents a summary of the comments received on the tentative agenda decision published in September 2013 and analysis on those comments. We received two comment letters on the tentative agenda decision, and one respondent agreed with the decision to reject this issue for the reason described in the tentative agenda decision. And the other respondent states that they agree with the statement that the guidance in the conceptual framework cannot be used to override the requirements in individual standards. But the conclusion reached by the committee depends on the assumption that an entity is not permitted to apply IS-29 in non-hyperinflationary situations. They further state that IS-29 is not necessarily clear on this point. Some jurisdiction holds a view that IS-29 is applicable to situations that are not hyperinflationary. So this respondent thinks that IS-29 should be amended in an annual improvement project to explicitly state that IS-29 cannot be applied in non-hyperinflationary cases. We agree with the respondent that the committee's view on the scope of IS-29 may not be clear from the wording of the existing requirements in IS-29, but results of outreach indicate that this issue is not widespread. So we do not think that clarification would meet the annual improvements criteria.
Name not recorded has joined the conference.
So we recommend that the committee should finalize its decision not to add this issue to its agenda. The proposed wording of the final agenda decision is presented in Appendix A of this agenda paper.
Just to update the committee, this was the main topic for the Emerging Economies Group discussion in December in Kuala Lumpur. The paper that was provided to them reported the committee's decision and Patricia's view, and Patricia had the opportunity to edit and expand her view. My characterization is that the committee, the Emerging Economies Group, excuse me, received that view without comment, that their principal focus was on whether or not, and if so, how the IASB should pursue a project on price level adjusted accounting in whatever form that might take. My assessment of the discussion of the group was that some, but interestingly not all, of the Latin American jurisdictions supported doing something. My strong impression was that none of the other jurisdictions at the Emerging Economies Group supported any extension of price level adjusted accounting. The members of that group, and again, include all of the countries that are number one members of the G20 and number two designated by the G20 as emerging economies. So it's Mexico, Argentina, Brazil, Russia, China, so on, and Malaysia. We added Malaysia. As I say, other than Mexico and Argentina, I did not sense any support by the members of that group for any extension of price level adjusted accounting. And all of the papers for that meeting, including the communique and all of the papers that were provided, are on the IASB website. So they're there for you to have. But I wanted to give that as additional background to the committee. Comments on Ken's paper? Support for the staff recommendation. Even with my comments, we got it done in 4 minutes, more or less. Okay. Next up. We have Liz Figge for the rest of the afternoon, more or less.